WDW BQ.
Hey, Walt Disney World BQ episode 13. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Biseglia here with Josiah.
I love Duffy and the Disney Bear.
Mike Smith is also here.
Yay.
And if you want to get a hold of us, email wdwbigq@gmail.com. If you have a question for us to talk about on the air, maybe you have a big Q that you would like us to tackle, feel free to drop us a line. And let's get right into it. Our big Q for today was actually suggested by friends of the podcast. There's a podcast called Diz After Dark, D-I-S After Dark. Great podcast, similar feel to their show as there is in this show. Kind of a casual, silly type of conversation. English podcast from overseas there, but they love
Across the Pond.
Yes, yeah. they love Disney, and they love Disney World. Mostly talk about Disney World. Anyway, they gave me an email saying, hey, here's a question we talked about on our show. Kind of fits your show. So they gave us the question of, if you could teleport to one place in Disney property, you spend 5 minutes there, and then you just teleport back here. So it has to be a place that you've been to before, so no top of Spaceship Earth or anything like that. But that's pretty much it. You can't take anything with you. You just pop there. Once you teleport there, you can do, you know, you can walk around. You can do what you want to do. And then in 5 minutes, you come back to your mundane, boring life. Number three. Go ahead.
Number three. Top of Spaceship Earth.
Wow.
Nope.
Number. What, you're 2-1 if that's the case.
Okay, number three. It's pretty boring, but it would be the Harbor House.
Not boring. Not boring.
Not boring at all.
I mean, it's not a ride, but I love this place, and it would be in that little room that's like the walkway. The bridge over the walkway, and I would sit right at the window.
What side?
On the left-hand side, if I'm facing the room.
So you're facing Liberty Square?
Yep, so I can see. Fantasyland? So I can see, Liberty Square, so I can see the paddle boat. Done. I can taste the food right now.
Are you eating something as well?
Oh, yeah.
Fish fries.
So but you've got to waste your 5 minutes waiting in line getting food.
No.
I would probably just run up there.
Oh, you can't just appear with food at the table? That's not
how do you
allowed.
Do that? You appear. If you're going to get food, you got to get
food,
right?
If I'm there
right?
for 5 minutes, if I appear and there's a table of people sitting there with their food, I will wait until the maybe last 30 seconds, and I'll just reach over and grab their food and start eating it furiously because I know I'm out of there in 30 seconds anyway, so it won't matter. Break the rules. I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble.
No, right? Your last 30 seconds would be horrible, though.
It'd be great. I'd be stuffing my face with fish, staring at the boat.
You'd have a bad taste of Disney anymore. You'd be like, I just tarnished Disney for that poor family. There's no Disney magic for them.
Are you kidding
anymore.
Me? The Disney magic would be when I vanish after eating food. They'd be like, this is the best vacation ever. One of those kids someday would be like, dude, do you remember when we were at the Harbor House? We were at Columbia Harbor House. We were eating, and all of a sudden that space traveler appeared, and he ate our food and vanished. That was awesome.
You say you're going to spend all 5 minutes in the Harbor House, though?
That was my question.
Travel outside.
Are you relaxing there the whole time?
Yeah, I'd probably just walk around the Harbor House and stare at all the cool pictures and stuff.
Not bad.
Going to
I thought
rooms.
About Harbor House. I'll say that much.
I think about it all the time.
Thinking about it right now.
There we go. What did you think about for number three?
Number three. This one, a lot of them were tough because it was almost bittersweet where if it's too awesome, you're going to be so upset when you have to leave after 5 minutes. You're like, you don't want it to be so amazingly bombarding you with awesomeness that you're miserable after you leave. Yeah. But, which is why I did not pick the welcome show to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that would be horrible.
That would be terrible. So all that build up and then the confetti.
The welcome show is the start of your day.
Sitting in your living room watching Maury on TV.
Oh, that would be so awful.
I did consider it, but didn't make the list on account of miserable life afterwards. Perhaps a similar effect, probably not so miserable, would be I just want to be in the trolley car on Main Street morning. With the Dapper Dans in the back singing, and it just goes down. 5 minutes is about the time from, the beginning to the hub.
That's pretty good.
All the way down Main Street, look at stuff. I might get out and do something if there's something awesome going on.
I don't know. Olivia Hildegard, you're gonna go say hi.
Sure, or the mayor walking around, something like that. But I think 5 minutes is the right window to do something like that.
That's a great one.
And just to experience the daytime frivolity of Main Street.
My number three was similar. It was just experiencing the atmosphere at the Magic Kingdom. But I chose to start in Adventureland, particularly because I would start right by the Dole Whip, and I'd buy one. So
can you control that there's no line?
No, I can't.
That line, boom, Dole Whip is all you're getting.
Right. Either, I'll weigh whether or not it's a good choice to wait in line for one or not.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll have a Dole Whip. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be enjoyable mm-hmm. standing in line. It'll be a little nerve-wracking because I know my time is so finite. But hopefully I get a Dole Whip, walk around Adventureland, and make a slow movement towards Liberty Square because I just like physically being in Liberty Square, mm-hmm. standing under the tree just outside the Hall of Presidents there and just kind of listening to the cue music and, you know, realizing that I'm there for a short time.
How are you going to go to Liberty Square from Adventureland? Through Frontierland? Or back through Main Street?
You kind of, through the Frontierland way. I'll pass. I'll look at Frontierland on my left as I go by and make my way. It's not too far.
Yeah.
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 Number two.
Let me get the official envelope. Open it. Number two. Wrong side of the sheet. Okay. Number two would be the Haunted Mansion. Okay.
Yeah.
And this would be another one of my rule breakers. When I get to the ballroom, I would leap out of the buggy and just try to get down there somehow. Or figure out a way to get to that area. I don't know how I would do it, but maybe I could research it first, find out, okay, what doorway will lead me to the ballroom, and just go hang out in this.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast a long time ago, and they were talking to a cast member who was taken by another cast member. Just, they busted in, and they danced around, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, like without Disney Did they authority? Get
apparently without Disney authority, he just knew his way around. I'm sure he was an employee at the mansion. So he just, you know, he knew what to do, where to go, and where not to go. And that I was very jealous when I was listening to that.
Yeah, we need to make friends with a cast member.
No, you just need to spend your 5 minutes jumping over the railing and getting in there. So you're there.
You're not going to jump over the railing.
I'm going to break through the glass, everything.
No. Yeah, you jump over the railing, you're going to hit the glass, probably, right?
That'll be my 5 minutes. I'll just jump up. Here I come! And slide down.
If you die, I wonder if you come back alive or if you really die.
You just come back dead.
I think you're dead.
Like Groundhog's Day, you die, you come back the next day.
It'd be funny, though, if your body just came back dead. You teleport. Had, like, a Mickey hat on.
It teleported.
You're right.
Physically teleported. Dead body, alive body, whatever.
All right. Dead. So we see you go, you come back, and you're just lying on the floor.
And no one would know what happened. Like, what did he do?
Yeah, he went out the way he wanted to.
Where are we at here? Number twos?
Yeah.
Twos?
Twos.
Well, it was between, I had a nighttime fun, either Wishes or Illuminations.
Well, which is it?
Right. Which would you pick?
Wishes or Illuminations? I would choose Wishes.
I would choose Illuminations.
I did choose Illuminations.
Hmm.
When push comes to shove, I think Illuminations is a greater experience than Wishes.
Mm.
You're not jammed at the gym in Main Street with everyone else.
You're not going to see the whole thing, though.
Heads. You're not. You're not.
So you
just
watch
don't start at the globe.
No, you gotta hear that.
But if you hear, you also get to hear. Do,
I think just the beginning.
Will that be there?
I have the audio track on my computer, and I feel like it was about 11 minutes.
And time it just right.
Do 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 comes in. It's gonna be close.
How ticked off would you be if you're sitting there waiting for it? Then I'll see you like back here.
So do do do, that's like your favorite part of the whole show. I know what you're talking about.
Goosebumps
no,
style
is probably my favorite part. I committed prior to this. I know I'm not going to see the whole thing. I want to see more than I want to see the finale.
Yeah, but is seeing a little bit like seeing the morning show for Magic Kingdom, where you know when you hear you're in for a show,
and I get 5 minutes of the show.
Whereas
the other one is. Okay, here we go! Da-da-da! And then you're in your living room. And it's like horrible. So this one, at least you get some entertainment after the that's what I'm looking at. Probably from the Rose and Crown or, you know, some ideal viewing location that I'd be able to get. So I'm not chumped behind a whole bunch of people. Or maybe even, I like watching it from France and getting something from the patisserie bakery up there and eating it. Each of the last two visits I've done that. Very enjoyable. And it's really low traffic there as well for some reason. So you get something from the patisserie. If you can get through there in 5 minutes and get to Illuminations in time with, something, eclair or something.
My number two. This one was fighting for number one. It's really good. It's very relaxing. This isn't going to be, I'm cramming to get everything in. It would be one of my favorite relaxing locations. Would be
land. Land?
No, that's Jamie and Jason's. No, it's not in a park.
Oh.
It's in a hammock.
Typhoon Lagoon?
No. Outside on the beach, Glen Floridian beach there, where you can see, you know, where you would watch the water pageant, but I want a daylight thing, so you can see, you know, you can see the Cinderella Castle, you can see Space Mountain. And I wanted it in the middle of the day because I just want those views of the parks and of, you know, the water and the water crafts, and also just the natural sounds and the daylight. I would just want to lay on the hammock for 2 or 3 minutes and just walk around the beach, look at people, you know, just look at Disney and just relax.
There you go.
Let's finish this off with a bang. We each have our number one left.
Number one.
Number one.
Who's going to go first?
I'll go since it's the order. You guys aren't going to believe this.
I'm ready to not believe this.
Are you going to tackle some animals there?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Space Mountain. Look at that.
You were being sarcastic.
I was. I'm going to show up.
We do so believe I can hear that.
And then I'm going to go through the star tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And take my time walking up. And then once I get to that little area where that guy is sitting inside that little booth, I'm storming it. For like the last minute, I'm just going to, let me in. I just want to see what's in there.
So you're not going on the ride. You mean where the line splits in two, you're going to go straight and check out that little building, little housing area?
Yep. What makes you think you'd be able to get in?
I would just go nuts. I'd spend my last couple minutes just going crazy outside.
I don't think you're going to get in.
I don't care.
I would sit
and stare at the windows. It'd be great.
You wouldn't want to get on? If you could, and experience a little bit of the
ride. Could I do it?
Depending on the crowd.
5 minutes, yeah. If there's no wait.
Well, you go, 10 o'clock at night.
I just want to see the person in there.
I bet he looks like an employee of Disney World.
That'd be great. What's inside that? What's he doing in there?
He's expect like a
huge... Does he run the ride?
I don't know. I've never been in there.
What happens?
Is he the Space Mountain King?
Yeah, what is he doing?
Does he have a crown?
It's like the Wizard of Oz.
I want that job.
He controls the flying cookies on the ceiling.
That'd be great. You know what I could do? I could find the guy that hires.
Oh, I know the chocolate chip cookies.
I could find the guy that hires for that area. I'd be like, I need to figure out how I can get a job on Space Mountain in that little booth.
In 5 minutes, you're going to get a job?
And what I would do is I'm going there. I'm going to be teleporting there. I'm going to be there for 5 minutes. So what I'll do is I'll send an email to the guy and I'll say, listen, as a sign... There will be someone appearing to you for 5 minutes, and then he will vanish. This is the man you must give the job to. And I would show up in that guy's office for 5 minutes and just be like this, smiling, or juggling, or doing something
exciting.
I bet
it would be easier to apply. I can't be a hard job to get, I don't think.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if you need to appear.
I have to have a doctorate. Dude, I mean,
space travel?
I mean, you know. Just to work on any mountain in this state, you have to have a 2-year degree in forestry. I mean, and a mountain in space?
Yeah.
As a, like, guardian inside the bubble? Come on. But yeah, it would be Space Mountain. 5 minutes of Space Mountain goodness.
That's fair enough.
Five minutes of Space Mountain. Great.
Yeah. I'm going to do mine next. The focal point of my number one is Epcot and Club Cool. It would actually be Club Cool is where I would appear, so I can stock up. You know,
stock up on what?
Well, I'd probably have Beverly first because obviously you got
to
have it.
You have to.
But I don't want that to be the lasting flavor, so I'll take a quick shot of Beverly, and then I'll get like, you know, a cup of what's the mezzo mix and the apple. I'll get as many as I can hold. Get nice maybe 4 cups. Bring them out into the open area. Look at Spaceship Earth. Look at the fountains for a while. Down my Club Cool sodas. And then run into Spaceship Earth and get a couple minutes, hopefully, of the ride. And I would be disappearing somewhere in my Spaceship Earth ride. But I'd want even just the queue and just to board Spaceship Earth would be really fun.
Is that a daytime visit?
Daytime. Preferably when the Jaminers are going. You know, I know they're scheduled. I wouldn't sit and watch them, but I'd get to hear them as I'm walking by.
Running by, yeah. Everything's going to be a blur.
You could teleport with your drumsticks and just show up and start playing with them.
I have always wanted to play with them. I should just ask them if I can play on your drum, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like after they're done?
Yeah.
They'll probably let you do that.
They might. Well, I'm afraid they won't because then all the kids want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
That's my number one. And I like it. I feel good about it. I'm dying for some Club Cool right now. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You get Epcot greatness.
Mm. Yeah.
I want some of that apple soda right
now.
This, there perhaps were better things I may have rather have done, but I tried to spread out the, you know, and keep it relatively original. I would go to Wishes and Illuminations, ideally, but Illuminations kind of covers both of them. So, number one, I'm going to go to, I always call it MGM. I can't stop calling it MGM. Hollywood Studios, since wow. I was at Epcot once.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know, wait a minute.
How does Hollywood Studios take number one? I think I know what studios? It is. Yeah. Mike, do you know where he's going? I think I know what he's doing.
I don't. Drew Carey. Drew Carey ride. Yep, that's it.
The Drew Carey ride.
The Drew Carey sounds dangerous sleep ride. I don't know, is it a Tower of Terror visit?
No, I think Jesse's got it.
I think I got it. I think
he's got it.
No idea.
I think it involves Bucky Greenhorn?
No, it does not.
Carrot Cake?
Bon Bon? No?
No, this is...
not Streetmosphere.
This is not something that happens year-round. This is going to be a seasonal event.
Oh!
The Osborne family.
Baby.
Yeah, Osborne. Yeah. Osborne Light Festival.
Ah. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over Drew Carey?
It just...
it's crazy.
I had to think a while about that.
Ohio!
You know, right at the front where... you see the whole street before you, and there's just... I mean, you could be anywhere on that street and just stand and look around for 5 minutes with
Would you try to find the cat?
Playing. Oh, man. Yeah, certainly I'd be looking for
try
the cat.
Try to find a black cat I'm in not 5 minutes, it'd be great.
I'm not going
to
be panicked for anything. I just want to take it in.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really nice. When I went there for the first time, I really didn't know what to expect. I kind of thought, how Disney is this going to be? It's just going to be commercially lights and stuff, but I was just... You just stand there, and I was amazed looking back at it now of... How long I just stood there. I just didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I just stood there for so long. I wasn't
even
really doing anything, just walking slowly. And I was just so thrilled about just being there.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, it exceeded my expectations as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen plenty of Christmas light displays in the non-Disney areas. But, of course, Disney goes above and beyond. So, you know, the fake snow, the lights timed with everything. It's just... Everything. Your peripheral is just lights everywhere that are all coordinated and synced up with the music going on.
It's nice.
First trip I ever took to Disney. That was it. I saw that the first time I went there.
I remember staring at you point out to me the room that had the leg lamp that is playing the Christmas Story movie.
I have a picture of that.
Just watch that for 5 minutes, man.
Yeah. there you go, Disney and Christmas. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
It does not get much better.
I was thinking Magic Kingdom, the Christmas, Mickey's Merry Christmas Party, but, you know, there's nothing as localized in that park as there is at MGM.
Yeah, you're at Osborne. You're where you need to be. That's it.
Exactly.
You don't have to go anywhere else.
Yep.
That's nice.
Question. You guys, I can't go there if I were to transport, but what about, like, River Country? What about that old area? Could you just appear there and go discover things? Because you've both been there. You would be allowed to, right?
Oh, because we've been there in the past.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That'd be kind of cool. Would it be
Would it be the old River Country or what it currently is?
Oh, it's got to be current.
It would be down.
It would be today.
Oh. Yeah.
So we'd get to
explore. Yeah, it would be like the old, like, shut down just to see all the stuff that was left
I tried to peek in there. I was staying at the campsites and I rented a bike and I tried to work my way in there as much as I could. And you can't get in. You can peek through some fences and peek over some walls, but it's tough to get in. I guess if you just climbed a fence, you could get in there. But it's just all shrubs and.
I love it.
We should wrap this episode up. What was this? 13?
Are we doing a phone call?
This was a great episode 13.
I don't think you need the phone call after.
Do you not want to do a phone call?
I want you to do a phone call.
Do a phone call.
And now comes a segment in the show we call Dial Up Some Disney Magic, where we will call somebody in Disney World with the telephone number that we have for one of the phone booths in the Nations in Epcot. And I don't know what Mike has planned, but I'm sure it will be fun. So we're going to give that a try, if we get someone.
Hello,
how are you today?
Please.
I am the King of Epcot Center.
What?
Are you ready for the fireworks tonight?
Yes. Bye.
Goodbye.